Now concluding today's program, Movie Mule's Jan Hocken and Denise Morris are here to review the film Get Out, claimed by some to be a play on Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, and by others, a horror film, but one with a message. But first, a little of the music that opens and closes the film.
Jan Hocken this morning to review the film Get Out. You just heard a piece of music that's used to open and close the film. Its Swahili phrase translates to listen to your ancestors, loosely meaning something bad is coming, run. And it works very well for a horror film. Jordan Peele talks about the whole idea of the movie is get out, and it's what we're screaming at the character on screen. Get Out is indeed a new film written, produced, and directed by Jordan Peele. It is his directorial debut. The film stars Daniel Kaluuya as a successful photographer, Chris Washington, Allison Williams as girlfriend Rose Armitage, and Catherine Keener as Rose's psychiatrist mother, Missy. An interesting name choice for her character. We'll talk about her later.
As is Rose.
Oh, yes.
As
oh,
is indeed. This family, Armitage.
Yeah. Yes. It does kind of harken to something very epic and plantation.
I think it has to do with a hermited world, too. But that we may be digressing too quickly.
Right, we'll get back to that.
Film rich with potential minutia for film buffs.
Exactly. And it's been out for a while, so we'll do our best to hide the best kept secrets, but we'll try to dig in. It was released in February of this year. It's being called a comedy horror film, with the plot centering on Chris, a black man, going to meet his white girlfriend Rose's affluent family for the first time. And as Chris and Rose prepare to leave on their journey at the beginning of the film, their journey to the suburbs, we encounter a dynamic that looks a lot like a kind of common dysfunction that comes from the trials an interracial couple might face, and particularly when well-meaning liberal white folks may be involved and are involved in this case. And that might be horror enough on its own, but Jordan Peele has much more to say and does it using humor and a host of tried and true popular film genres. Regarding comedy and horror, Peele feels the genres are similar in that, quote, so much of it is pacing, so much of it reveals. And in fact, Peele has said The Stepford Wives provided inspiration, calling it a horror movie with a satirical premise.
Yeah, and I think it'd be worth looking at some of the reviews and discussion around the original Stepford Wives that came out in 1975 in a remake version 2004. And I think that Jordan Peele took very much to heart some of the criticisms of those films in creating his own political satire. Of course, Stepford Wives was about feminism and male domination, not being able to accept the resistance of women to male domination, and feminism was a central theme of it. A 1975 critic concluded, quote, it's never really believable, but it tries to be, and it would have had a better chance as straight satirical commentary. It's not funny. Then another critic in the 2004 version said, another bad idea from the Bad Ideas Factory. It's an all-new, low-IQ version of Brian Forbes' 1975 movie of the Ira Levin bestseller. And the couple who move into an upscale suburban neighborhood where the creepy menfolk capture to replace their wives with sexy, submissive robots, a theme we see in this film as well. But it's interesting how he does make a very smart movie and walk this line between straight up political satire and the absurdities of horror films. And some of the absurdities, I think, didn't entirely work by the end of the film. But that's a small criticism set against the work of it, which is very impressive in terms of how he brings in humor with these two friends who have also different fates in racist America.
Yeah, the one being around class.
Yeah, and the one main character, Chris, who's very much seduced by this white bourgeois world.
Interestingly, in the note of influences, I had this Rosemary's Baby kind of feeling, and it turns out that others did as well.
Yeah, and I, Levin also wrote Rosemary's
right,
Babies.
Yeah,
so
both.
So that was also being seduced by the devil that destroys you.
Right, and in this case, the devil, the pact is with racism, and that is the devil, I would say. I liked Roger Ebert. He's still good. He still comes up with good stuff. And he has this to say, with the film is essentially about that unsettling feeling when you know you don't belong somewhere, when you know you're unwanted or perhaps even wanted too much, and suggests that Peele, infuses an age-old genre, this knowing something is wrong behind the closed doors around you with a racial and satirical edge. So I think that's a good formation for that.
And the film opens with that scene that kind of is very familiar about a black man being at risk on the streets, but also draws on this idea of the safety of the suburbs
right,
for whites, and how girls are warned in so many films to be cautious about the, quote, dangerous black man. And it completely flips that, turns it on its head, because this guy is in lethal danger in this white suburban affluent world.
Right. And Ebert actually goes on to ask, is Chris overreacting to everyday racial tension, but realizing that essentially, what if going home to meet your girlfriend's white parents wasn't just uncomfortable, but downright life-threatening? And so Peele himself isn't seduced just by a kind of slasher.
No.
Horror.
It's much more the intimate
frame.
The intimate side of where sexual intimacy, like with Stepford Wives, it's about the erotics of submission and relations of domination, where there is a kind of mutual participation, although that isn't so highlighted here, other than in the scenes where he is hypnotized by the psychiatrist, the malevolent psychiatrist, mother of the family, and it does imply he is being seduced by this world and is engaged in his own struggle.
Yeah, and what I really like about the film, hopefully it works for lots of people in lots of ways, but there's a way that an informed or even mildly informed viewer can see some of that subtlety that is playing out, where the film is able to move from what we may say as common dysfunction, not to dismiss it, but to say these are sort of the everyday racist or discomfort.
And what some call microaggressions.
Right, exactly. And then
small slights that have a cumulative effect.
Obviously moves through to this completely other side of the continuum. And it does it in a way that's both kind of believable, but also completely fantastic, using right, sci-fi, for example.
Especially when this psychosurgeon steps in, neurosurgeon steps in where the psychiatrist fails, and then it gets really wild.
Yeah, it does. And it's hard to say that it's fun. I mean, humor is so essential to make this work, I think. And you pointed out at the beginning, it's one of the failings that was leveled against the Stepford Wives, a film that highly influenced him. But
he's smart with the humor, though, because it's this working class friend who works at TSA who picks up on what's going on. They're trying to make sex slaves out of black men, and his colleagues laugh at him. And he's partly spot on. Not entirely.
He's the character who is free to be paranoid.
Right.
Under the circumstances.
That's right.
Which, you know,
that's right.
Chris's paranoia has to be tempered in order to kind of survive
and navigate in a very affluent world, because
absolutely,
he's also very successful and upwardly mobile. So it is a cautionary tale about upward mobility as well. And I guess the seductions for a black bourgeoisie and into a white bourgeois destructive world. And it's also about envy, not only hostility, but feeling yourself an object of what Frantz Fanon would call the colonial gaze that wants to possess you as well as to kill you.
Right. And I mean, that alone, that's a great place to end, because that, I think, is operating really fully.
Yeah. And just as a side note, I think reading Black Skin, White Mass by Afro-Caribbean psychoanalyst Frantz Fanon would be a good first study guide to include in your study guide on the film.
The Get Out study guide.
That's right.
Well, I'm Denise Morris. I'm with Jan Hocken this morning for The Old Mole, and we have been reviewing the film Get Out, directed by Jordan Peele.